Welcome to a special breaking news edition of WikiNews World Report. I am Nicholas Skirta, joined by co-anchor Jake Novak. This afternoon, four explosions disrupted the London Underground. We are joined live by Mark Knoop, who was on the Underground and experienced the effects of the explosions. Mark, can you please explain what happened in London today?
Well, shortly before 1 p.m. Local time, there were four or three explosions on the London Tube system. Followed shortly afterwards by a small explosion on one London bus. It seems that the first explosion occurred, at near Oval Tube Station on the Northern Line. I'm not sure whether it was northbound or southbound travelling train. And it seems, or reports from witnesses seem to suggest that a package was exploded or detonated on the train by the person holding the rucksack. And it also appears that the explosion did not go fully as planned, and it was only quite a small explosion, and there were no injuries. The train at that point was only just outside the station, and continued onto the platform where the whole station was very quickly evacuated. First-hand reports there have been quoted saying that a suspect was seen running up the escalators and out of the station and was unable to be caught by any passers-by or police. Shortly after that, there were similar explosions at Shepherd's Bush and Warren Street, which are on two different tube lines, and after that, a bus in Hackney, which is in northeast London, experienced an explosion of a package which was left up at the back seat of the upper deck of the bus. There were also no injuries there, although the windows of the bus were blown out. At the time of the explosions, I was on a southbound travelling tube train on the Northern Line just outside of London Bridge. When we got to London Bridge, the train stopped and there was an announcement that there was a disruption to the service. It was quickly obvious that I wasn't going to get to my destination. So I quickly came home and found out what was going on. So at that point, I've basically been tuned into the media and getting reports from various other friends and colleagues around London.
Now, it says here that one person has been injured. Is there any more information on that?
Current thinking is that the injury was actually one of the perpetrators of one of the attempted explosions, and there have been suggestions that that injured person actually went to University College Hospital, which is near Warren Street tube station. It's thought that that is the injury, although there have also been other reports that the injured person is just a civilian. So that's unclear at this stage who the injury is, but there have been different reports that there's been no casualties.
Now, is there any word on how much of the London Underground has been affected by this?
Well, the transport has got back slightly better than original. Originally, when the first news of the explosions came through, there was talk that the entire system would be shut down as it was on the 7th of July. That was quickly that status passed fairly quickly, and I don't think that actually happened. But just looking at the latest situation, quite a bit of the system is either shut down or disrupted to quite a degree. Of course, the Underground is still recovering from the attacks on the 7th of July, and a number of lines were not working due to those attacks. So a few things are still disrupted in a fairly major way.
So from the July 7th attacks, parts of the underground are still affected by that?
That's right, yeah. On the Piccadilly line, near the Russell Square incident, section of that line was still not working, and all of the Circle line has not been working for the past 2 weeks. So that's.
And as a comparison, what scale were these attacks compared to July 7th attacks?
Well, it seems to be on a much smaller scale. Whether that's due to any kind of planning by the instigators of the attacks, or whether it's just because these particular attacks today did not go as well at all, have not caused as much disruption as they were hoped to. So it's unclear at this stage whether they were planned to be smaller, just disruptive attacks without any, you know, without major injuries as we had last 2 weeks ago, or whether it's just something that didn't work.
Were you anywhere near the sites where the explosions occurred?
I was on the Northern Line, which is one of the tube lines, a little way away from Oval Station. Northern Line runs through Oval Station, which is where one of the incidents was. So I was on a train which was disrupted by it, but not directly. So.
Okay.
After my train was, you know, stopped, I basically got off the tube, got a bus, and came home and started following all the news as ever. So.
Okay, and when you guys were, I assume you guys were stopped. Were you stopped at the next station, or were you stopped right where the train was?
The whole train line just stopped, and you know, it was obvious it wasn't going anywhere. At that stage, I didn't have any idea what was going on. So I got off the train system and got onto the bus and came home. But that was at London Bridge Station.
Okay. You were mentioning earlier when you were when you got off the train and you caught a bus. Was there a sense of like
let me put it this way. The London's transport system is notoriously complex and notoriously prone to disruptions. So, initially, any disruption to particularly the tube system is seen as more normal than problematic. But you quickly understand that, you know, particularly in the past couple of weeks, if it appears that there's some kind of major incident and that large sections of the underground are shut down, then a sense of foreboding does come across. There was a sense that amongst a lot of the passengers that, you know, there was a kind of feeling of, oh no, not again. But it seemed that news travelled fairly quickly that there hadn't been any major casualties, and it was really something that was a hassle more than any serious terrorist incident.
Now, is it my understanding that the transportation systems, that the trains and the buses, were also running for a short while after the attacks, and that you were able to get back to your homes and everything using those transportation methods?
I was actually quite surprised that there wasn't an immediate decision to just shut down everything as happened 2 weeks ago. Particularly with the buses, because on the 7th of July, the bus attack occurred, nearly an hour after the tube attacks, and I would have thought that that they would have been worried about that delayed attack happening again. But there didn't seem to be any worries in that area, or perhaps it was just something that didn't get thought about. I'm unsure actually what happened there.
After you got off the train, did you meet anyone who was actually in one of the trains, or actually was near one of the trains that was attacked at the time?
No, I have heard reports that every available witness to each, to either of any of the four incidents was held for quite some time by police, taking statements and quite detailed statements, and probably because there was less of a problem dealing with people's injuries, it was much more possible to get fairly detailed witness statements of the actual events, not having to, you know, rush people off to hospital and deal with seriously injured people would have assisted that significantly.
Now, did it seem to you that the police in London were actually on more alert, or were things trying to go back to normal and this sort of thing wasn't really expected before it happened?
I think there's been a feeling over the past couple of weeks that we should expect something of some nature fairly soon. So in that sense, it wasn't a real surprise that it happened again today. I suppose the real surprise today was that it actually turned out to be such a minor event, really, in terms of disruption and in terms of casualties.
Now, I heard in the last bombings that a lot of businesses just told the people to go home for the day, you know. Was that kind of the feeling today?
No, there wasn't really that sense at all. It was, as I said before, it became clear fairly early that we weren't dealing with the same threat that happened 2 weeks ago. So there was more a sense of just getting on with things and people, you know, wanting to continue their lives as normally as possible. There wasn't anywhere near the same sense of panic and trying to contact everyone's friends and relatives that we had 2 weeks ago. I think because it was widely reported that there were no casualties very early on in the piece.
Do you think that there might be another attack in the near future on London again?
It probably seems likely, but one can never be certain. I mean, you know, I think it would be a mistake to speculate as that even at this stage that we're dealing with the same group or even the same type of terrorist for today's attack as we had on the 7th. There's been quite a bit of speculation that because the difference in scale and the difference in the method of attack, that it just kind of looks like a copycat incident rather than the same group or the same mastermind perhaps orchestrating an additional attack. So, so it's too early to say at this stage, really. There have been some reports that the explosives were the same as used on the 7th, and there have also been conflicting reports that we're dealing with mail bombs and things like that. So, It's really difficult to say, but I wouldn't be at all surprised if we had something else.
Is there a sense of, like, do people doubt the reliance of public transportation because of these attacks, or are they just fine and think that everything's all right?
It doesn't seem to be affecting usage of the public transport system at all, and it's been just as busy as usual. It's been, if anything, more busy because of the various lines that have been shut down. There's, you know, more people are being shunted onto other routes. So there hasn't really been a sense that we'll all stick in our cars or not go to work. It's largely out of necessity, really, because public transport is really the only efficient way to get around central London, and everybody uses it. So it's just because you have to. And also, I mean, you know, London Underground carries 3 million passengers a day, and even if you were going to have a terrorist attack every month, then the odds are still pretty much stacked in your favor.
Okay. Also, there's been a few reports of people trying to flee the scene. Do you think these are areas where it would be possible for someone to escape easily without getting caught if they were to try to plan one of these attacks?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's surprising that, for example, the reports of the chap running up the escalators at Oval Station, and that if there's any number of directions you could go there, and it would be virtually impossible to track you easily. Although, having said that, most of central London and most of these areas have large numbers of CCTV installed around the place, so I'm sure it will be at some stage possible to trace anybody who came out of the stations at those times.
Okay, and so you're saying the security is pretty good at these stations? That is
there are CCTV cameras at pretty much every London Underground station.
Okay.
So I'm sure there must be something on those. So. All
right. Are there any important sites, like say government buildings? Maybe some embassies from other nations that were in the general area of the bombings?
There are quite a few embassies in the Warren Street area possibly could be related. Certainly not near Oval and not near Hackney, and not really near Shepherd's Bush either, although the BBC has the BBC's main television studios are out near Shepherd's Bush.
Mm, okay.
But there aren't really any major government facilities at any of those sites, no. It's also rather unclear as to the arrest that was made in Whitehall, whether that was really related or quite what that arrest had to do with anything.
Right. There was another one at the hospital building.
That's right. Well, that hospital is just across the road from Warren Street Tube, and it's thought that the suspect ran into the hospital to try and get away.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for being with us, and that concludes this week's WikiNews World Report. Join us next week.
Thank you.